This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Earlier today, President Bush granted interviews to two Arab satellite news outlets, the U.S.-backed Al-Hurra and the independent Al-Arabiya, which is based in Dubai. The president used the interviews to address questions about the allegations and confirmed incidents of abuse of Iraqi prisoners by Americans in a prison outside of Baghdad. We're going to play large excerpts from the interview with Al-Arabiya, and afterwards we'll speak with Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, about how these broadcasts are being received in the Arab world. First, though, here's President George Bush responding to the first question about pictures of prisoner abuse. The reporter is Luqman Ahmed.
First, I want to tell the people of the Middle East that the practices that took place in that prison are abhorrent, and they don't represent America. They represent the actions of a few people. Secondly, it's important for people to understand that in a democracy, that there will be a full investigation of it. We want to know the truth. In our country, when there's an allegation of abuse, more than an allegation in this case, actual abuse, we saw the pictures, there will be a full investigation and justice will be delivered. We have a presumption of innocent until you're guilty in our system, but the system will be transparent, it will be open, and people will see the results. This is a serious matter. It's a matter that reflects badly on my country. Our citizens in America are appalled by what they saw, just like people in the Middle East are appalled. We share the same deep concerns. And we will find the truth. We will fully investigate. The world will see the investigation, and justice will be served.
And you said this is reflected badly here in the United States of America. How do you think this will be perceived in the Middle East right now?
Terrible. I think people in the Middle East who want to dislike America will use this as an excuse to remind people about their dislike. I think the average citizen will say, this isn't the country that I've been told about. We're a great country because we're a free country, and we do not tolerate these kind of abuses. The people in the Middle East must be assured that we will investigate fully, that we will find out the truth. They will know the truth just like the American citizens will know the truth, and justice will be served. Secondly, it's very important for the people of the Middle East to realize that the troops we have overseas are decent, honorable citizens who care about freedom and peace, that are working daily in Iraq to improve the lives of the Iraqi citizens. And these actions of a few people do not reflect the nature of the men and women who serve our country.
After these pictures came out, some people in the area start talking about another alleged abuse. Could you tell us about what being done just to prevent this not to happen and just to improve the situation?
Absolutely. I have told our Secretary of Defense, and I have instructed him to tell everybody else in the military, I want to know the full extent of the operations in Iraq, the prison operations. We want to make sure that if there is a systemic problem, if there's a problem system-wide, that we stop the practices. Again, it's very important for people, your listeners, to understand in our country that when an issue is brought to our attention on this magnitude, we act. And we act in a way where leaders are willing to discuss it with the media. And we act in a way where, our Congress asks pointed questions to the leadership. In other words, people want to know the truth. That stands in contrast to dictatorships. A dictator wouldn't be answering questions about this. A dictator wouldn't be saying that the system will be investigated and the world will see the results of the investigation. A dictator wouldn't admit reforms needed to be done. And so the people of the Middle East must understand that this was horrible. But we're dealing with it in a way that will bring confidence to not only our citizens, which is very important, but confidence to people of the world that this situation will be rectified and justice will be done.
We are going to Al-Fallujah, the way the situation being resolved, being considered in some parts of Iraq as a defeat to U.S. How do you address that, or do you have anything to address this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the strategy in Fallujah is to empower Iraqis to step up and take control of the security situation. We're on our way to the transfer of sovereignty. And people who feel like that they can wreak havoc on innocent Iraqis will be brought to justice in Iraq, either by Iraqi citizens and or by coalition forces. And we're making progress. And you know, there are a few people there in Iraq that want to claim credit for any situation on the ground, but the people in Fallujah are tired of foreign fighters and radicals and extremists preventing them from living a normal life. And those who remain in Fallujah will be taken care of. And the Iraqi forces that have been stood up are now in the process of patrolling the streets and bringing law and order to the streets.
June the 30th is approaching. How do you think, still Mr. Sadr in defense with U.S., how do you think this person, you know, should be dealt with?
Yeah, I think he ought to be dealt with by the Iraqi citizens who are getting tired of him occupying the holiest of holy sites. And we are very respectful for the holy sites in Iraq. We understand their importance to the Iraqi citizens. Sadr is occupying those sites as if they're his, and I think the Iraqi citizens are getting tired of that. We will deal with his militias, as will the Iraqi forces deal with his militias. Militias are people who are willing to kill, intimidate, and try to take matters into their own hands, which is not the way democracy functions. Free societies do not allow thugs to roam streets and hold people hostage to their whims. The Iraqis will deal with Mr. Sadr.
June the 30th, do you think your administration is well prepared right now to have a very, very nice day in that day to give the power to Iraqis?
Absolutely. We're prepared to do so. When we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it. As you know, the United Nations, the coalition, as well as Iraqi citizens, are preparing the entity to which sovereignty will be passed. There will still be a lot of hard work to do, and we want to help. The Iraqi citizens must understand America is not going to leave until the job is complete. We want to help Iraq. We've made a commitment, and the United States will keep that commitment because we believe in freedom, and we believe the people of Iraq want to be free. We believe they want to raise their children in a peaceful world. We believe they want to educate their children in good schools. We believe they want to realize their own personal ambitions. If they're a businessman or a businesswoman, they want to build their own business in peace. That's what we believe. And therefore, we stand side by side with the people of Iraq who are peaceful. And there's a lot of peaceful people that look for a better day. I'm very proud of the brave Iraqis who've stood up. And I'm very proud of our own men and women in uniform who are helping Iraq to become free.
Mr. President, critics saying that by your action in Iraq, actually you invited Al-Qaeda and other terrorists to do business with you over there. Yeah. Could you address that?
Sure. Do you remember September the 11th, 2001? Al-Qaeda attacked the United States. They killed thousands of our citizens. I will never forget what they have done to us. They declared war on us, and the United States will pursue them. So long as I'm the president, we will be determined, steadfast, and strong as we pursue those people who kill innocent lives because they hate freedom. And, you know, of course, Al-Qaeda looks for any excuse, but the truth of the matter is they hate us, and they hate freedom, and they hate people who embrace freedom. And they're willing to kill innocent Iraqis because Iraqis are willing to be free. Iraqis are sick of foreign people coming in their country and trying to destabilize their country. And we will help them rid Iraq of these killers.
Mr. President, you went to Iraq as a part of your project in the Middle East and to flourish democracy over there. To which extent you are willing to go further to flourish democracy? Are we going to see in the future more action against some other countries to flourish democracy over there, like Syria?
No, I think it's, first of all, you've got to understand, sir, that military options are always my last option, not the first option. And that we can promote freedom without use of military. There are ways to stand with reformers and encourage reform and hold up examples of where societies are more stable and more free as a result of democracy and freedom. Secondly, it's very important for the people of the Middle East to understand that freedom doesn't have to look like America. I mean, a free society doesn't have to look like an American society. Free societies will develop according to the cultures of the people in the regions in the Middle East. And reform and freedom take time. I understand that. It takes time for a free society to emerge, and so America can affect freedom in different kinds of ways. But inherent in your question was, you know, am I anxious to use the military power? Iraq was a unique situation because Saddam Hussein had constantly defied the world and had threatened his neighbors, had used weapons of mass destruction, had terrorist ties, had torture chambers inside his country, had mass graves. I mean, it was a very unique situation. And he was given a chance to meet the demands of the free world in a peaceful way, but he chose war. And we can make progress with freedom and peace, because I believe deep in the heart and soul of every human being is a desire to be free. And America will continue to speak to those aspirations.
President George Bush speaking earlier today with reporter Luqman Ahmed in an interview that was broadcast on the Al Arabiya satellite television news channel. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Joining us now by phone from Beirut, Lebanon, is Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper. Always good to have you on the program.
Thanks. Good to be with you again.
This was obviously damage control day for the administration. President Bush admitted in that interview that the perception of this these incidents at Abu Ghraib prison in the Middle East will be terrible. How far do you think that this interview and others like it will go to ameliorating that impression?
The president's interviews will probably worsen the negative perception of the United States in this region, because he simply reiterated the same kinds of points that he has made probably for the last 2 years or so, talking about freedom and America's resolve and these points that strike the chords of people's hearts and minds in the United States with great sincerity and integrity, but tend to have the opposite impact here, because people see a huge difference in the Middle East, a huge difference between what America says and what it does. So I think it really wasn't very successful if the aim was to do damage control. This actually did damage enhancement, I think.
If what about the penalties, the court-martials being issued to the soldiers allegedly involved in these incidents? Is that going to be satisfactory, or are people in the Middle East going to expect to see higher-ups get punished as well?
I think many people will see it as an appropriate measure that, yes, some people at least so far have been reprimanded or will be punished. I think what people expect is more than that at one level. They expect a sincere and clear apology. And if that apology comes, I think it would do a lot. And the people are very forgiving. A mistake has been made by a small group of people. It's not American policy. I think most people know that. But until the apology is done, most people will not be so sure whether it's American policy or not. The other problem is that this is seen to be an affront that is perceived in this region within a much wider context of many other things that the United States government is doing in Iraq and the region, which people don't like. And this is really the main problem.
Apologies, as I understand it, were issued in Baghdad today, but not by officials in Washington, of course, including the president. That would be important?
I think it would be very important. In Middle Eastern culture, the issue of who makes the statement is very important. You want the head of the tribe, so to speak, figuratively and literally. And, George W. is the head of the American tribe. And I think or perhaps what would be more effective is General Abi Zaid to do it in Arabic, because he speaks Arabic. He is of Lebanese heritage. And if he were to do it, the top military officer in the region, if he were to do it in public in Arabic, it would be very powerful.
General Abu Zaid, of course, is Commander-in-Chief of Central Command and of course, an overall command of operations in Iraq. The president's granting of two interviews to Arab news media outlets today, big news here in Washington. And in just the few seconds we have left, Rami Khoury, was it anticipated with interest in the Arab world?
Yes, I think there was anticipated. People don't want to keep fighting the U.S. and being angry at the U.S. We want to be friends with the U.S. You know, we want to do all the things that the U.S. is talking about, democracy and freedom and prosperity. So there was anticipation, and I think people were hoping for a lot more humility and a lot more forthright acknowledgement that a terrible mistake was made, and to simply apologize. It's such a simple emotion, and it's such a powerful message if the American president were to do it. But I think most people will be disappointed in this region.
Rami Khoury, as always, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Beirut newspaper, The Daily Star. He joined us by phone from Beirut. Obviously, more coverage of this, more analysis later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.